like to welcome Cindy Hudson, who is our Religious Education Chairperson.
We are still in need of a few more teachers for this semester. And if you would like to take part in teaching this year, we need some teachers in the preschool room where you would have the assistance of our most wonderful Andrea LaRude. And we also need someone to help in the third and fourth grade with Donna LaRue, and in the sixth, seventh grade where we have Wayne Fletcher already signed up. So we need just one more teacher for the older grades, but two for the preschool classrooms. We know it's a commitment from you guys to miss the service and miss the sermons, but we really do feel it's a wonderful opportunity. I know I taught my second year that I was at this church, and I still feel bonded to those children. In fact, I'm teaching them again this year. So it's really a wonderful opportunity. So I think you gain more than you give up. And if there's conflict in schedules, if you have to miss a weekend here or there, that's not a problem. So we don't want you to hold back on teaching because you're going to miss a day or two. We have teams teaching so that you don't have to be responsible for leading the class every week. And if you can't make it to a certain Sunday, you can call one of the liaisons. Our whole RE committee is there to help you. So we will find a substitute for that day. So we really encourage you to think about teaching. And you can talk to anyone on the RE committee about what that entails. And if it's something that doesn't work for you this semester, it's going to happen again. We're going to be back and looking for more teachers in the spring. So maybe that works better for you. Or maybe it's not a perfect fit. Maybe you'd like to still take part in sort of shaping the experiences we provide for the children, but teaching isn't where you'd like to be. We would love to see you join the RE committee. We meet monthly, and we use that time to plan the activities that our children experience. And I'm sure most of the people sitting here have had children go through the RE programs. You know how invaluable it is for our congregation and for our children in particular. And our adults. I can't leave it at just our children because we have the adult RE program too. We would love some more insight on that. So if that's your angle, then come speak to us as well. Poor Barbarios does it all on our own with a little help from the other members. But if you're interested, please talk to Chris or myself. Other members on the committee are Lori Conrad, Gwen Nicolov, Mickey Saunders, Shepherd, Michelle Morrison, and Barb Barrio. Did I cover it all? Oh, that's right, yes. The orientation follows our service today. So we have a meeting for all the teachers from 11:30 to 12:30, followed by a luncheon where you can take that time to get organized with your team of teachers. And the church school will start next week. So, again, if you're interested in either the committee or teaching, please see anyone on the RE committee. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you again, Chris, Cindy, for the very important part that you and all your teachers play in the life of our congregation. As I've said so many times, but I mean it just as much every time I do say it on a Sunday morning, what happens over in the building over here is certainly as important as what goes on in the sanctuary here. It's all about stimulating minds of all ages and encouraging spiritual growth and spiritual development throughout the entire life cycle. So if you can help us with that, please do let Chris or Cindy know after the service today. It's been wonderful, as I say, to see all of you back here again with us as we bring our many and varied journeys to this place and begin another year in our life.